Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest so around.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore. Gary is an original member, a founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Faithful Finances 101, among other books. My website, by the way, folks, where you can find out the body of work that Gary has deposited with us over the years is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to check out our and subscribe to our 11-year-old e-newsletter, our e-zine there, the Small Business Advocate newsletter. Check all that out. Don't forget to take our poll question right on the homepage there and all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gary, your website is financialseminary.com. Did I say that right?
.org.
.org. Financialseminary.org. Okay.
Yes.
Gary, when we went to the break, and they can find your books there too, can't they?
Yes, they can. And it's on Amazon.com.
Yeah, and on Amazon.com. And remind me the title of your Templeton book.
John printed Faithful Finances 101, or his foundation did.
Right.
That, the one you've always liked is Spiritual Investments.
That's, yeah, from the words of John Templeton. I remember that
right.
Part. And it is one of my favorites, folks. If you saw my copy, it's dog-eared and got clip little notes sticking out of it everywhere. Gary, you were. I had to interrupt you. You were telling us about something I think in one of the publications as we went to the break. You remember that?
Yeah. Yesterday's Wall Street Journal had a full page based on data from the SBA, and it's the fellow you interviewed last week.
It's actually the SBA covering Zoltan Acha's data.
Yes, it's exactly right. And it showed that the United States is still the third easiest country in the world behind Denmark and Canada to start a new business in. And you know, that's not something that we really get from the political campaign. The other thing I was going to clarify is The Economist magazine recently ran an article, the International Monetary Fund looked at everything in America and basically said, you know, our federal debt is running up right to GDP, about 100% of national
income,
which is the point at which most economists loosely have become concerned. But they say because of our vast resources and so on, that in our political freedoms, that we can probably handle 72% more debt to income than what we currently have. Now, they also say it'd be foolish to test that theory. But the big picture is that today, I think a lot of people are just too depressed about all of these things, Jim. It's been exaggerated.
Well, here's the difference, in my opinion, between America and other countries. Never mind, you know, irrespective of Zoltan's ratings, not only respect, I'm helping him, you know, develop and promote those numbers. The thing is, the United States has the ability to work out of whatever we get ourselves into more than in terms of countries that have the ability to work themselves out of whatever they get themselves into. No other country is on top of the United States.
No, but now I'll also tell you, with the dynamism of the U.S. economy, we always get ourselves into more problems than other countries.
That's probably true. If we can find a way, you're right, though, Gary. If we can find a way to get optimism back into the marketplace, and there's a lot of malaise out there right now.
Oh, yeah.
If we can find a way to get optimism back in the marketplace, get out of the way because we're moving.
Let me tell you how important that is, Jim. It would take, since World War II, or in modern times, let's say since the beginning of Reagan, that the United States has grown by 3% a year. If we can only get that up to 3.5%, and Sir John once wrote a book that progress is speeding up because of communications technology and so on, if we can only get that up 0.5%, we can pay off all obligations to senior citizens without raising taxes or borrowing more money. That's how important growth is.
See, this is what some people in Washington don't get, that they've got the golden goose. Is the entrepreneur in America, the ability for small business owners to do what they do. That's the golden goose, and they need to promote that, and they're not doing that. They're focusing on Wall Street and General Motors, which brings me to my next question, Gary.
Okay.
I've only got a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
Do you agree with me that that the average investor, retail investor, whoever, whatever taxpayer wants to buy 100 shares of GM stock at IPO price should have the ability to before China does, before Wall Street does? Do you agree with me on that?
No, because I know the way Wall Street works.
Again, hold on a second. Folks, General Motors is launching a new IPO this week, and that's the point. I talked about it yesterday. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I just know the way Wall Street works, Jim. And I'm not saying that is not theoretically, idealistically wonderful, what you just said. But Wall Street just doesn't work that way, Jim.
I don't care how Wall Street works, Gary. The taxpayers bail General Motors out, and they bail Wall Street out, and Wall Street should not be allowed to profit from that before Main Street does, because we bailed out General Motors and Wall Street.
Well, now let me disagree with you a little bit there, Jim. The taxpayer did not bail out General Motors. Obama did.
Well, okay. We're parsing words here because I believe.
No, that's important, Jim. Every American I know criticized the General Motors deal, and now
he used our money.
Everybody's wanting to know it was a loan, and it's coming back, and they're going to make money off the deal. And that's one thing. I'm not an Obama fan, and you know that. But we need to give him respect for that, because
I'm not saying he shouldn't have done it. I'm saying we should. The average taxpayer should be able to benefit from it if they want to, and not be foreclosed from investing in it, in the IPO.
I'm not going to get a hot IPO on Wall Street, though, Jim.
Gary, work that way. Thank you for being here. Thank you. I'm sorry we ran out of time. Go to my blog and comment on that. I want to hear what you have to say. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, faithfulfinances.org. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.